Sign up! This is the OTP presented by Farm Bureau Health Plans. When it comes to your healthcare coverage, you should be the one to make the call. So call Farm Bureau Health Plans. They've been protecting Tennesseans since 1947. With Amy Wells, I'm Mike Keith. Glad to have you with us for the OTP this week. Lots to discuss, Amy Wells.
Mike Keith, it is a busy December day. I like it.
The Titans making some news late in the week with an announcement that they have entered into formal talks with Mayor John Cooper and Metro about developing the East Bank area around Nissan Stadium with the idea that not only will they improve that neighborhood, but they will increase the tax base there, and that tax revenue, at least some of it, can be used to renovate Nissan Stadium. And a long article in the Tennessean, a lot of people talking about it in different places. Sort of what jumps out to you, or do you have any questions you think that other OT people might be asking themselves as well?
Well, I think the logical question that we don't have an answer to is, what do you mean renovations to the stadium? I think that's what catches everybody's attention, and we don't know. That is a long time coming. I think that my immediate reaction to this is I'm so excited that the Titans are continuing to invest in Nashville and being a part of that downtown space. The real estate that the stadium occupies is incredible. Having been to so many different stadiums in the National Football League, you can't beat where Nissan Stadium is located. It is prime real estate. And the fact that the Titans are taking advantage of that and are continuing to invest in that area, a space that's kind of untapped right now, and to be able to create places for people to live and work and eat and play, like all of those things in one space, and have the Titans be a part of that. Gosh, what a cool way to invest in the community and growing up the area around your own stadium, your own home.
Well, improving the neighborhood.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's the whole idea. And these talks have gone on privately for a long time over a number of administrations. Of course, we've had some mayoral change in Nashville, and that has caused some of this to slow down. But now Mayor Cooper is sort of set. He's obviously dealing with many, many things, but it's time to kind of ramp up these discussions, and that's why the Titans have chosen now to make this public, that these discussions are going on. They want community input on what people would like to see in that development, how they would like to see the stadium renovated. And there's been talk about the stadium renovation plan being similar to Miami's Hard Rock Stadium. And I think some explanation there. It's not that it's going to necessarily look like that, although there may be some dimensions of Hard Rock Stadium that do end up having a similar look at Nissan Stadium when it's all said and done. It's more about doing the renovation over a period of time. So in 2022, you do project A, B, and C. In 2023, you do project D, E, and F, and so on and so forth. So you're still able to use the facility. You don't have to go play somewhere else. You're constantly making upgrades during that period of time. Each year over a period of years, when people come back, they will notice something new. And then it's also phased in a way that, whereas the cost will obviously be millions and millions and millions of dollars, you're able to build it and sort of pay for it based on the fact that you're doing it as you go, to the point that you're not having that chunk all at once. And so I think in the end, when we look at, say, 2025, 2026, somewhere in that vicinity, that whole area down there is going to look so different and is going to be a place where people gather. Will tourists go there? Probably. Tourists go all over town. They go all over Middle Tennessee. But is it being designed for tourists? I don't think so. I think it's being designed for Nashvillians, for the neighborhood, for everybody that takes part. And I think it's a really good idea. I think both sides are on a good foot to begin this. I think as people have heard this, it has made tons of sense to them. And my sense is the announcement has been met with a lot of positive energy. Titans are staying. Nissan Stadium staying. By the way, not going to be a dome. It's not. I'll just tell you right now, there's not going to be a
dome. You don't want a dome. Like, anybody who wants a dome is wrong. Football is supposed to be outside.
Well, I just think that's come up a lot. It's not going to be a dome facility. It's an open-air facility. It's going to stay an open-air facility. The other part of that, too, is the cost of doing a retractable roof would be almost as much, if not more, than the cost of doing the entire renovation as they talk about it. Those things are wildly expensive, and it's just not worth the return, especially when we're in the South and we have the climate that we do. So your further comments, I took too long, I'm sorry.
You didn't take too long. I think it's so great, to your point, the investment in the community and Nashvillians. This isn't being built to draw people to our city, because let's be honest, people come to Nashville. This is a destination city. So the point is less about encouraging people to come, which, to your point, of course they will, but it's servicing the people who already live there, the people who will be moving to that area, the people who live in those spaces already, and feeding back into the economy. This has been a hard year for a lot of people in Nashville, and having something that creates jobs and feeds back into that Metro Nashville economy is great. And then, of course, there is the stadium renovation. And I think that people have gotten used to Amy Adams Strunk making changes and improvements to Titans facilities year after year after year. So this seems like the logical next step. I mean, we've seen her make renovations and additions and changes to the team facilities. We've seen her, I mean, she's building a whole new building over at St. Thomas Sports Park. She's improved the Wi-Fi, she's improved seats, she's made a lot of changes to Nissan Stadium already. This is kind of what Amy Adams Strunk does. This is her thing, continued improvement, continued investment in this team.
In the team and in the city. You know, it shows, and in Davidson County, it shows the belief in being here and understanding. Mayor Cooper ran on a platform that a lot of what he wanted to do would be for Nashvillians, that it was time to take care of Nashville. And this kind of fits into that mantra as well, again, while making something nice and shiny and new for people to come see. And we certainly understand, I think, that there are going to be fans of other teams that come to Nissan Stadium because they like to visit Nashville. And it's a great occasion. Most Titans fans that I know each year go visit another city and take a road trip with the Titans. I mean, there were a bunch in Jacksonville last weekend. Some people had never been to Jacksonville, and some are going to go, you know, to wherever because they want to have that experience. Well, fans of other teams do the same thing, and a lot of them pick Nashville because they want to go to Nashville. That's not going to change. But this is, how do we provide more amenities in Nissan Stadium? More bells and whistles. Because listen, when it was built, the only way that it could happen, Amy, was basically bare bones. If you take out land acquisition, which was 40% of the cost, this stadium was built for $162 million.
On the cheap.
Yeah, but the bones have always been good. When I first working for the team, and we were in the trailers while the stadium was being built, I took people on tours to look at season tickets. And one of the things that I could say very logically everywhere I took fans is, I said, this is a great view. And it's still a great place to watch a game. It's set up well, but it doesn't have bells and whistles. I mean, it was not built with bells and whistles. Things have been added. They've tried to do more things. We've added an incredible service team. But this is the indication that through Amy Adams Strunk and five straight winning seasons and progressive thinking about how we're going to be going forward, for a season ticket member, it's going to be so exciting, you know, and things are going to be different within the stadium. There are going to be things that you could do to where you can be at the stadium for longer, where you'll want to come inside earlier, be great for other events where they do concerts and so on and so forth. So I think it's very positive. But it's not like Amy and I have seen the plans and we're hiding them from you.
Nope. I know nothing. I know no things.
They're not there.
Yeah.
There are no specifics yet. What we can tell you is the specifics are, A, talks are public. B, things are going to start to move now. And then we're going to see some plans eventually after community input. They want people to say, this is what I want. This is, we're to the stage where it's time for community input. So it's exciting.
Which is great.
Yep. By the way, also great time to plug, Titan season ticket members, renew your season tickets today and you could win the ultimate playoff experience at Nissan Stadium. Go to mytitansaccount.com or call 615-565-4200 to lock in your seats for 2021. Renew by the end of the Detroit game, and you're entered to win 10 all-inclusive suite tickets for a Titans home playoff game. Visit mytitansaccount.com or call 615-565-4200 and secure your seats for the 2021 Titans football season.
Can we take a minute to talk about what an investment making sure that you have season tickets for 2021 and beyond is? Making sure that you have a spot secured in this facility that we have now told you that in the coming years is only going to continue to improve, not to mention the awesome schedule that will be the home schedule in 2021, including maybe Jimmy G coming into my stadium. That's a very exciting thing.
You want me to do the schedule again real quick?
Do the whole schedule again, because all I can remember is the 49ers.
Okay, 2021 at home, Buffalo, Miami, Arizona, San Francisco, and the team that finishes in the same place in the AFC West that the Titans finish in the AFC South. So right now, if the Titans win the AFC South, it would be Kansas City. Road is New England, New York Jets, Los Angeles Rams, Seattle, and the team that finishes in the same place in the AFC North, which right now would be Pittsburgh. This week, they approved how the schedule would be done when and if they go to 17 games. And so you would play a like finishing team in a division from the other conference. So at this moment, we don't know if it would be home or away. If the Titans win the AFC South, it could be Washington, Green Bay, or New Orleans added to the schedule next year.
Those are all teams you want to see.
Sure.
All of them. Like every single one of them.
The other thing too is, so five straight winning seasons, going to the playoffs on the verge of the third time in 4 years. If you make the playoffs and you're a season ticket member, guess what you get to buy? Playoff tickets.
Woo!
That's another advantage. What are we watching from the Colts this weekend? They play Houston at home.
Well, I'm hoping they lose. That's what I'm watching for.
It would help the Titans if that were the case. Thought I would just throw that in there as I try to mention a few little things on the show. Also want to mention something that I was particularly proud of this week. Keith Henry of Cofield High School, posthumously named the Tennessee Titans High School Coach of the Year. He led Cofield to an undefeated regular season, the most wins in school history, and a semifinal appearance in the 1AA state playoffs. And then unfortunately passed away on Saturday, December 5th, tragically, a victim of COVID-19. But if you know about Cofield, it's a great community. He's from Oneida too, another great community. And football means a lot there. They're normally very good in football. He has restored their program to the place where they are used to being. He went 115-48 in his tenure.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, good coach, really, and so deserving of this award regardless, but I just thought a wonderful thing to help the healing in Cofield to have Keith Henry named as the Tennessee Titans 2020 Coach of the Year.
Yeah, really cool thing. I know a lot of high school football coaches have been very vocal about how deserving he was of this award. I think it's such a great thing to do for his family, and it's really cool that the Titans have kind of stepped up and decided to honor him in that way, and what a neat thing to do for his family. I know they're going to be at the game on Sunday. Really cool thing to kind of help and ease the pain of what they're going through right now.
Titans can make the playoffs on Sunday.
Heck yes, they can, Mike Keith.
Okay, so here's what would have to happen. Scenario one, The Titans beat Detroit. Jacksonville wins at Baltimore.
Doesn't seem likely, but maybe.
Scenario two, the Titans beat Detroit. Las Vegas loses, which they did last night, to the LA Chargers. Miami loses, home game they have with New England. And then Cleveland wins at the New York Giants, or ties the New York Giants. So scenario two, Tennessee beats Detroit. New England wins at Miami. Cleveland wins at the New York Giants because Las Vegas has already lost.
That seems like a more likely scenario. Is that strange that so many things have to happen, but they all seem somewhat plausible?
Yeah. And then the third one, which is a little odd, Tennessee beats Detroit, the Las Vegas loss, the Miami loss to the Patriots, and then Tennessee or Cleveland clinches a strength of victory tiebreaker over Miami. I don't know exactly what all has to factor into all of that, but the Titans can clinch a playoff berth this weekend.
Here's the common thread in all three of those scenarios. The Tennessee Titans have to beat the Detroit Lions this Sunday. That's what needs to happen.
What else needs to happen, too, is DD Perks members need to stop and order from Dunkin' Donut. Order a beverage on game day Sunday. That's right. Hey, Nashville, DD Perks members can score 4 times the points on any beverage purchase every Titans game day when you order ahead on the Dunkin' app. Titans fans run on Dunkin'. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Exclusions apply.
Ordering ahead is very convenient, and even more so if you get 4 points for doing it.
4 times the points?
Oh, no, 4 times the points is what I meant. Yeah, that's remarkable. Do that. It's convenient and rewarding.
And delicious.
And delicious.
Derrick Henry.
He's a good football player.
A lot of talk this week about him with MVP, although it sounds like it's more Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes in the lead. But Derrick Henry is at 1,532 yards rushing. He's 180 yards ahead of Dalvin Cook. And so he's on track to win his second straight rushing title, which is great. He's 468 yards short of 2,000.
And there's 3 games left.
That's 156 a game.
Does that have to happen in the regular season?
It does.
Okay.
Here's what we know, though. The highest rushing total of any back this year, Derrick Henry, 215 yards at Jacksonville last weekend. The second highest rushing total this year, Derrick Henry, 212 yards against Houston back in October. The sixth highest rushing total this year, Derrick Henry at Indianapolis, 178 yards. So he has 3 of the 6 best performances of the year. Now you're thinking to yourself, if he goes for over 200 yards again, then all of a sudden we're talking real seriously about 2,000 yards. Agreed?
Agreed. And I'm getting very excited about it because it seems like something that's a possibility.
It is a possibility. If he does that, if he rushes for 200 yards in a game for the third time this year, is that a record?
No.
No, you're correct. O.J. Simpson did it in 1973 3 times when he rushed for 2,000 yards in 14 games. And that's still pretty much the standard because Simpson averaged 143 yards per game. In 2005, Tiki Barber rushed for 200 yards in a game 3 times for the New York Giants. In 2016, Jay Ajayi rushed for 200 yards in a game 3 times for the Miami Dolphins.
Really?
That's shocking. The record is actually 4, and it's in our organization. In 1980, Earl Campbell rushed for over 200 yards 4 times.
Wow.
So he'd have to have 2 more just to tie that record.
Mike Keith, we were out at practice, as we are, and I noticed that Derrick Henry was in an extraordinarily good mood. He was dancing. He was jovial. He seemed happy to be out there practicing hard. He looked like he was having a good time. And as you read these numbers to me, it all kind of makes sense. I think Derrick Henry's having a lot of fun playing football right now.
Yeah, I think he is too. I think he's enjoying the praise that his fellows are getting. He loves to win, obviously. You know, you know that about him from his background. I mean, I'm sure he likes the numbers. Because, I mean, if you're an athlete, you want to perform well. But You know, I think when I see LeBron James cheer for him, I almost think there's a similar sort of athlete, because it's pretty obvious when you watch LeBron play basketball, he doesn't have to score 40 points a game. And he could, because he could shoot every time he gets the ball. And if he shoots every time he gets the ball, then he'd score 40 points. But he passes. He runs the floor. He rebounds. He hustles. That's the way Derek plays football.
Absolutely.
I mean, yeah, he wants 200 yards because that means everybody's probably been successful. But it's more about, it really is more about team. And as I've talked to, and this is really fascinating to me, talking to reporters and play-by-play announcers and national media from around the league and around the country, they marvel at his humility. And they say, it seems very genuine. And I said, I can't say I know everything in the world about Derrick Henry, but I think it is.
I think it is too. I think that the success that he's having, I think he's happy because he's playing well, like all players would be when they were having a good season. But I think he's also excited because it means the offensive line is also playing well. It means that the offense as a whole is playing well. It means that the team is getting wins. Like, all of those things are what's more important to him. The team is having success. His guys are having success. And I think that's a big part of it. And I think that he's really enjoying being able to have the platform that he has, because now he's able to give back with it. I mean, we see Derrick Henry do so many things in the community, and a lot of that stuff never really gets a lot of attention. He genuinely wants to bring people along with him on his success and then pay it forward. And I think that that is such a cool thing about him. And that's what makes him so easy to cheer for. Like, he's not a jerk despite all of his success. And he could be, because he's got the play to back it up. Absolutely is not. And I think that it is so fun to cheer for a guy like that. And I'm so glad that he is a Titan.
If you have a chance to watch the Titans All Access television program or listen to Titans Countdown on Sunday at 11 a.m. Central, we hope you'll do that for a lot of reasons. But the interview with Corey Davis is really something else. He sheds a lot of light on what his year has been like and what certain people mean to him. And if you don't already like Corey Davis and you're not happy for him for how his year has gone, being on the verge of a 1,000-yard season, I think if you watch that interview on Titans All Access or listen to it on Titans Countdown, I think you will get who Corey Davis is and why he's so popular with everybody around the Titans.
Yeah, absolutely. Mike, you were able to delve into some topics that guys don't really talk about very often. Like, they just don't get the opportunity to. So if there's anybody in the world who has questions about why everybody's cheering so hard for Corey Davis, that interview will set them straight, because he is such a good dude.
Let's talk about questions real quickly too.
Let's talk about them.
Because questions are a big part of the next OTP. You know, if you've listened to us, if you're a subscriber, and thank you if you are one of the OT people, we appreciate you more than you know. We are giving you a chance to win a Dave McGinnis bobblehead from Farm Bureau Health Plans. And while I say that, I'll mention, look to the folks at Farm Bureau Health Plans when you need someone who understands the X's and O's of healthcare coverage. They've been protecting Tennesseans since 1947. They have produced and given to us 20 Dave McGinnis bobbleheads, the Coach Mac bobblehead.
You want one.
You want one.
You definitely want one.
We are going to select 20 questions to ask Coach Mack on next week's edition of the OTP. And these 20 questions will come from the OT people. If your question is selected, you win a Dave McGinnis bobblehead, a Coach Mack bobblehead, courtesy of Farm Bureau Health Plans. The number of questions we've gotten so far, would you say, has been overwhelming?
Astounding. Yeah, there is a substantial amount of questions to sort through. Picking 20 is going to be a challenge because, gosh, there are so many good questions. But I want to make sure that everybody has a chance to submit theirs, because if you're sitting on a great question, you could win one. But here's the thing, and this is a caveat that I want to present to the people. if you ask, if your question that you submit to TennesseeTitans.com/OTPQ, if your question is, can I have a Coach Mac bobblehead, it will be thrown in the trash.
The answer is no.
The answer is no. I want legitimate football questions, or questions for Coach Mac or for Mike Keith or whoever. No,
for Coach Mac.
You want him just for Coach Mac?
Just for Coach Mac, yeah.
Just for Coach Mac. But, I mean, you can ask a legitimate question, Titans related or otherwise, of Coach Mac, but don't ask stupid questions like, can I have a bobblehead? I'll throw it away.
Well, I mean, it's pretty ingenious because it is a question and it is direct.
No, here's the thing. I don't like it when people cheat on the games. Don't hate the player, hate the game. These are the rules.
I don't like it
when people cheat the game.
Okay. Well, so
that would be cheating.
Now, she is the gatekeeper, people. Amy Wells is the gatekeeper. TennesseeTitans.com/OTPQ. And again, make sure that you give a good email address, because if you win, that is the way you will be contacted for how you will get your bobblehead. Here's how it's going to go down. Question's got to be in by midnight on Tuesday. And I'm talking about, I guess, 11:59 on Tuesday, December the 22nd.
Yep.
You're going to record the show with the 20 questions selected at some point on the 23rd. So you've got until Tuesday at 11:59 p.m. to submit your question. Hopefully you will do so. And Amy Wells, the gatekeeper, will be making the decisions.
I'm even going to take a nap on Tuesday so that I can make sure that I have the last questions at midnight to shut it down so that nobody tries to beat the system.
All right.
I'm going to stay up for it. And I don't stay up till midnight very often, folks.
Yeah, she went to sleep at halftime of the Buffalo game on Tuesday night because it was getting a little late for her. So woke her back up post-game, though. It was great.
Which I appreciate.
In case you didn't hear her in the second half and wondered, that's why.
I was sleeping.
Of course, we jest.
Oh, do we? We yes. have a Sunday night game coming up.
Yes. And have you seen the forecast for Green Bay yet?
No, I'm not looking. What is it?
Oh, it's a doozy. The Long Ranger. It's a doozy.
I have the furriest boots, courtesy of Johnson and Murphy. They are the fluffiest things, and I've been saving them for this game. I think I'm going to need them.
You better have Johnson and Murphy beside you. Because I'm going to tell you, it is the moat will be frozen.
I'm concerned that you're smiling as much as you are when you tell me this. This really upsets me.
Our window's open, too, and we're up high, so it ain't like we're going to be warm.
Yeah, it's not a cakewalk for you guys either.
The boys get mad at me up there because they're like, can't we close the window? It's like, no.
Oh, no.
You can't feel it, man. You can't feel it.
No, I think that's so good. I don't think I'm going to be feeling much of anything by halftime. So there's also that.
And there's that, of course. Ugh. Well, that's going to do it for this edition of the OTP. Again, submit your questions to win a Coach Mac bobblehead. TennesseeTitans.com/OTPQ. Remember, we're on the air at 11 a.m. Central on Sunday for Titans Countdown for the Titans and Detroit City, the Lions. A kickoff set for 12:02. And the first chance to win double digits for this franchise in the regular season since 2008.
Woohoo! It's a big day, Mike Keith.
It's a big day. Big game. Amy, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Mike. This was another good show. Good job.
For Amy Wells, I'm Mike Keith, thanking you for listening to the OTP. Welcome to the big show where the legends go. Everybody knows it's our house. Fighting for Tennessee, making history. Greatness is meant to be ours now. Hey, we got Titan blood running through our veins.